colourful music for colourful people. This is Colourful Radio.
A jazz thing. Scheming on the meaning of a jazz thing. Man, you had to do your research for those that little bit of info throughout the whole track. It's a story of black music, story of Jazz Guru, and that kind of launched that whole jazz hip-hop thing, didn't it, back in the day? Gangsta jazz thing, man.
Something I came up on, you know. I just had a lot of that around the crib. Pops was a jazz buff. My godfather was a jazz buff. You know, when Gangsta came out at a time where everybody was sampling jazz, you know, we were at the forefront of that. And there was, you know, others too as well in the game. And then the jazzataz concept came from that, from actually saying, I said to myself, let me get the actual jazz cats who we sampled, get them to come in the studio, jam to some hip-hop, and blend that together with brilliant vocalists and so forth. So that was in 93. So that, you know, that's how all that went down. But
so
big up to Spike Lee.
93.
Yeah. But big up to Spike Lee for, you know, putting us down with that and letting us do that track for the Mo Better Blues soundtrack.
Yeah.
And we just ran it solo, and I saw Spike Lee recently before we headed off this new tour we're on now at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. So big up to Spike.
And he did a video for that as well back
in
the day.
Did.
And Mo Better Blues is the story of a jazz musician, isn't it? That's one of Spike's brilliant films.
It was a great film with Denzel and Wesley Snipes.
And I think Terrence Blanchard, the trumpeter, did all the sort of backing trumpet playing for that.
That's right.
That was incredible. That era of hip-hop. Let's jump forward to 2009. Let's talk about the hip-hop game as it is. You know, you're still involved. Now, you've been involved for many years now. You're several albums deep as Gangstar, as Jazzamataz, as Guru, Gifted Unlimited, Rhymes Universal. I keep saying that. You've seen a lot of come, you've seen a lot of go, as the hip-hop lyric might have said. I mean, how do you see the state of play at the moment, the stat quo for hip-hop?
I mean,
is it healthy?
I say it's going to be healthy with a 7 Grand intact. 7 Grand is the new label out of New York City, boutique label run by myself and my partner Solar here. And it's about bringing some balance, you know, into the situation.
Let's get Solar to jump in on this one. Welcome. We're talking to Guru and Solar, 7 Grand Records, and you're a partnership, aren't you? And executives of your own record label. And I noticed from your mission statement, you're all about real hip hop. How would you define Solar, real hip hop, as opposed to unreal hip hop?
Well, real hip hop is music that's expressive of the culture that it came from. What I see as unreal hip hop is that it's more or less corporatized, and it's really all about selling some product or selling something that's really unrelated to the culture itself. And to do that, usually it's involving some kind of PR hype that equally is not derivative of what hip hop is about. So you really kind of got to look at where hip hop came from, at the same time study the trends, and where 7 Grand is, where actually anticipating the trends and setting the new standards for hip hop where it should be now. So 8.0 Lost and Found is a quintessential real hip hop album for 09.
We're going to play some from the album 8.0. I love that digital vernacular. You know, it's like the upgrade of the operating system.
Yeah, of course.
And you had 7.0, and I guess 9.0 is to follow, right?
We'll see.
With new enhancements and new
yes,
things
indeed.
Going on.
New bangs and
But
whistles.
I would also say, I mean, you know, it's like this. It's like the fans of hip-hop, the listeners of hip-hop, are more intelligent than they're given credit for.
Yeah.
All right? We, Solar and I, know. Hip hop was born out of intelligence. So we dedicate what we do at 7 Grand towards those intelligent listeners that go out there and find that music they love. The listeners to Colorful Radio. We know what goes on here. There's great music being played here. So
that's
people
right.
tune in. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. I mean, don't let yourself be force fed anything, man. You're intelligent.
That's right, and as if we don't all eat the same food every day. Even if you like a lot of the pop stuff, the commercial stuff, we don't eat the same food every day, so we switch it up. So you're still going to have a place for a real hip-hop record, for a jazz hip-hop record. There's a place in your repertoire, you know, for Guru and Solar.
Let's play the single from the new album. This is called Divine Rule.
Yeah, Colorful Radio.
Colorful music for colorful people. This is Colorful
Radio. Album Guru 8.0, produced by Guru and Solar, super producer Solar, and on their own label as well. And that
7 Grand records.
Yeah, 7 Grand. And that one kind of puts you in a sonically in a slightly different place to what, you know, Gangstar and Jazzmataz fans are used to. But Solar, talk me into your ideas behind that, because it uses Cerrone, and a French producer uses his tune called Supernatural, don't it?
Yes, it does. It's inspired by, and I had some snippets in there. Basically, like the Jazzmataz 4 record had a concept of Back to the Future, and we've seen that this concept has been working well for us. So even though the new album's not a Jazzmatazz album, I decided to employ that concept. Now, as a producer, I'm a fan of all music, and I'm not, you know, discriminative to any brand. But at the same time, people don't realize the connection between disco and hip-hop. At the very beginning days of hip-hop, the real MCs would get together in the parks and rap over disco breaks. So that whole element has kind of been lost, and I try to reintroduce it so we keep a little bit of the history intact in the new releases. And you know, if you watch the video that I directed, you really get the whole feel of how I go. You know, I have it opens up with an iPod that transitions into a boombox, and you know, there's a whole lost and found, old and new type of concept going on there.
Are you guys from two different kind of generations as such? Are you kind of the same age, or are you younger? Let's talk about your own exposure to hip-hop when you first discovered it.
The difference, I think, is that I'm an honorary New Yorker, and Solar is born and raised. So I came from Boston. I migrated from Boston, 85, and all that, but Solar is born and raised in New York.
And what was the first kind of hip-hop that you heard, Guru,
It was pretty much everything that was coming from New York. It's only a four-hour drive. And for me, it was like that was everything to me. I mean, we used to steal cars and go to New York just to you know, get the vibe and come back.
Borrow cars.
Sorry.
Used to take them back home.
Yeah, of course. But we always wanted to be the first to have the name belts and whatever was fresh and fly. So we'd be in Boston bragging.
I remember the day I went to New York in 87, I think, my first trip there. And, you know, Marley and Mr. Magic were battling Kiss. And they were like, you could go to a store and get your little belt made up. You know, people would knock your name together in a frame. And,
or go to
42nd,
get some flicks.
Yeah, the Kangols were being rocked hard there, and hip-hop radio was just absolutely blazing at that time.
Bananas, Red Alert.
Does it still have that kind of passion when you listen to the radio over there nowadays?
No,
and that's why we really were passionate about putting $7,000 together.
Yeah.
Because when the bling era came and destroyed the golden era, it kind of took a whole shine away from New York and real hip-hop. You know, so here we are. We're not trying to go back, but we are, like Sola said, incorporating that philosophy of back to the future.
I mean, you know, when you look at 7 Grand Records, you're seeing an operation that's been inspired by the labels that came before. You've seen, like, the Rush Management that turned into Def Jam Records. And, you know, there was that entrepreneurship that was in early hip-hop, but it was like a maverick entrepreneurship.
Yeah, they wasn't loud records.
They wasn't folding. They wasn't trying to play
raucous.
That game. It was like the game was going to be played on their terms. Well, we're not going to be that arrogant about it, but we are going to say that we're going to keep hip-hop the way we see it. And the way to do that now is to be independent and keep that street element there so that our young heads can feel it, and just the people that want to get back to something a little bit more tangible in their hip-hop music. And the label itself represents that kind of look from the hip-hop perspective that's not just corporatized. And right now, you know, that's what it is, man. Groups that start off sounding one way, but then the next thing you know, it's all corporate, you know what I mean?
And hip-hop's always been about that jump-off to me, you know, that kind of explosion, that thing that brings your nature up, you know? And you guys were down in Southampton last night.
Oh,
how was that?
It was the night before, but it was off the chain. I mean, 500 kids wilding. The thing about it was that there was like about five or six opening acts, local acts. So it was really a lot of great energy because they all came through. Everybody represented. Everybody brought their own crew. There were B-boys there. You know, it was great energy. And, I mean, even after the show, you know, we took the time out to kick it with the up-and-coming artists and give advice and you know, all that, man. And that's what we represent, man. So we went from, like, on this tour, our European leg of the Guru 8.0 Lost and Found tour. I mean, we started out in Geneva doing 5,000 out there in Switzerland, and then the Balaton Sound Festival in Hungary, which was like 30,000 people, and then another festival in Austria, and then here, you know, in the UK, you know, getting even more cozy with the cats in Southampton and 100 Club the other night, little jazz spot that the Rolling Stones played at before, and other classic
Oasis
groups.
And so on.
Yeah, man. So I mean, we can go from that big, you know, setting to the more intimate and. It's all good, and our live show.
And that's where you kind of make it happen in the smaller venues when you're doing real hip hop. You know what I mean? At some point, we strip down to our real hip hop set where it's two MCs and one DJ, and you got to put it down. And
if you got DJ Doo-Wop,
you know the kids are going to know it, the heads are going to know it, and if you don't, it's one of those things where you just don't do it. Just stay away from that.
Tell us about Doo-Wop, man. He's a mixtape legend.
Doo-Wop's a legend. He's from the Bronx, New York, and he's our resident DJ. He's been touring with us, man. How many years now?
Since the beginning, 2004.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I mean, he spits also on the album. He's on a song called No Gimmick-ish. It's crazy. Check that one out.
We're going to check out, actually. Let's check out right now, yeah?
Track number 4.
Street official kid. Yeah. No gimmick. Dogs in the colorful club. Colorful music for colorful people. This is Colorful
London
Radio.
London gets a shot in that one. I like that. I'm feeling that one. No gimmick-ish, yeah, which I just happen to have lined up from Guru 8.0, the latest album produced by Guru and Solar, super producer Solar, both in the house here, Colorful Radio. And we're talking hip-hop because we love our hip-hop. You know, we built this station here on a foundation of black music, and hip-hop, of course, is just, it's right there, holds the whole thing together and holds us up here. And congratulations on, you know, an amazing career, Guru. I want to ask you, are you able to, like, just walk down the street, or do you have to go out Michael Jackson style, man, with the hoodie on and try and keep it on the DL?
I've always been a DL, you know, type of dude. You know, I've always been entourage free, sellout free, always a man of the people. I think, you know, that was the thing that really linked me with Solar, because, you know, it wasn't about that. Like, when we linked, we were introduced by a mutual friend. We just started kicking and hanging, and it was beyond the music. And the whole philosophy is really like all that hoopla and, you know, all that hype, and we ain't really with all that. We're men of the people.
Where's the furthest place you've been that you've been surprised someone's come up to you and gone, oh my God, it's Guru? Can you picture something
in Russia?
Russia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Moscow, St. Petersburg, one of the beautifulest places I've been in the world, too.
That must float your boat, though, man, when a Russian kid comes up to you.
That's Guru. All good. Man, we did remixes with Russian rappers, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they got it going on.
Well, we love you here in the UK, of course, and a lot because of Jazzmatazz as well, because you've played here so often, and you got an affinity with UK artists through the Jazzmatazz thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've always loved the UK scene, from the soul scene to the hip-hop scene. I mean, from the old hip-hop days, you got Hijack, Outlaw Posse, MCM, Rodney P, all those dudes.
Big up boy Omar as well.
Oh, man, big up to Omar, big up to Karen Wheeler. Big up to everybody I work with, man. The guys from the Brand New Heavies. My man, Jamiroquai, you know what I mean? Misha Paris. There's a lot of UK artists I work with, man. So all of that whole scene, and just the way the DJs always created a new music, man, from two-step to the garage to the jungle to the drum and bass to, it goes on, acid jazz. You know, now you got grime. Big up Bashy. Big up, you know, Chipmunk. You know what I mean? Big up them dudes, man. Wiley, the OG.
Hey, nothing passes you by, does it?
Nah, man.
He's got it locked down, man.
That's right.
All the names.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's been a pleasure having you guys in, man, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you, man.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Look out for more from us. Anybody wants to know, holler at us. MySpace.com/Guru7Grand. MySpace.com/Solar7Grand. Yep. Or Twitter.com/Guru7Grand. Exclusive. We're going to be tomorrow night at the King Clothing Store. Come down. We're going to do a special performance.
Yeah, man. A little jump
9 off. O'clock. King Clothing Store.
That's right.
What's the address on that one?
I don't have it. You're going to have to find
out. You're going to have to look that one. Google it.
There yep.
it
yeah. King Clothing.
Yeah, King man. Clothing in
Big
London.
Big up to our peoples.
Are you doing
Big
a little
Charlie.
In-store?
You know what I mean? Big up to my man Chris Young, Nurture Music. My man Jan, a plate in the building.
No doubt.
Colorful Radio.
I think I may have mentioned to you before, Guru, that all those lyrics, all that wise talk, all that stuff that's turned me on to your consciousness in the past, all those albums you've made, nothing quite surpassed the lyric, lemonade is a popular drink, and it still is.
Because Chris gets more props and stunts than
Bruce Willis. Tell me about this lyric, man, because that's a moment in time there. You sealed it.
Oh, man, it's just, that was one of them days I was in a really tight mood, actually. And a lot of times I spit some of my hardest lyrics on the Gangstar stuff when I was in a tight mood. And so I didn't talk to anyone. I was bumping the track. Greg Nice had did his verse. Smooth B did his aftermath. So I was on the way to the studio, just bumping it, and I had the whole rhyme in my head. So I just went in there, told the engineer to turn it on, close the door. Legend. So let's go, man. I was like, hurry up. I was ribbing the engineer, like, hurry up, let's go. And eeny, meeny, miny, moe, right into it. Just bang. Mm. Then I left.
Guru in the house, Solar as well, 7 Grand
yes,
represented in
That's
here.
That's right, Guru, a.k.a. Mr. Gangstar, son.
Whoa.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, indeed. And thanks for coming by, guys.
All and right, John.
Finish on.
Keep it here, Colorful Radio, my man Chris.
Peace.
Finishing up on this, of course. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Oh, yeah, it's another Gangstar short shot. Featuring the one and only.
Colorful music for colorful people. This is Colorful Radio.